Good morning. Welcome to morning prayer. My name's Hannah and I'm on community here. Shall we begin with the liturgy to start? Watch, wait. The day of God is at hand. Like the bud on a tree, God's possibilities are about to blossom. Stay awake. The reign of God is very near. We are here watching and waiting with hope. So tell me, why are we here? We come together to seek God's presence. We come together tired, rested, sad, and happy. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together with all our fears and hopes about who we are, what we are doing, and what lies ahead. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together to enjoy each other this day. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together this day to seek the Spirit of God, who gives us courage and strength to follow Jesus and live our lives as companions of God. We come together to seek God's presence. So on a Saturday, we get to choose which verses we read from. And all this week and a bit longer, I've just had the phrase, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, just going through my head. So I thought, oh, I'll do that verse. So we're going to read from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 7 to 18. And it's on page 1160 in the Bibles. Now, if the ministry that brought death, which was engraved in letters on stone, came with glory, so that the Israelites could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of its glory, transitory though it was, will not the ministry of the Spirit be even more glorious? If the ministry that brought condemnation was glorious, how much more glorious is the ministry that brings righteousness? For what was glorious has no glory now in comparison with the surpassing glory. And if what was transitory came with glory, how much greater is the glory of that which lasts? Therefore, since we have such a hope, we are very bold. We are not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face to prevent the Israelites from seeing the end of what was passing away. But their minds were made dull, for to this day the same veil remains when the old covenant is read. It has not been removed, because only in Christ is it taken away. Even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil covers their hearts. But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. And I just love just that reminder that the greatest freedom we have received is through the Spirit. We have that freedom to become holy as he is holy. The veil has been taken away. We have that freedom to grow in our relationship with him and to be transformed into the likeness of Jesus. I think it was just a reminder this morning that there is freedom in his Spirit, and just that that is something that we can live out. Just so that we may be able to display his glory to everyone we meet. Just with nothing holding us back. There's a song that I'm going to play at the end, and one of the phrases is that we are alive in him, he lives in us. And just that that's a daily promise, that he is in us, and that we have the freedom So I just think maybe just take some time just to pray this morning, just to declare that freedom over our lives just today, just to remember that. And maybe there's just little things maybe that are just holding us back slightly, just from becoming more like him, just things that we may want to give to Jesus today. It could even be something like tiredness. I know we've had a busy summer. But yeah, just take some time just to be quiet and just to reflect on that. Just promise that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Yeah, we'll just take a few minutes and then we'll play the song.